Let's switch gears. Talk some Penn State wrestling right now. Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now, sports editor of the Tyrone and Huntingdon newspapers. Andy, what's going on with you today, buddy? How you doing?
Well, Corey, I got to say, I'm enjoying all this Pirates talk myself. It sucks out weather out there. I'm just waiting for nice weather, and I know the Pirates are going to suck, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, sure. It's a process. You got to trust the process, and we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But we did have a good discussion, folks. I'll have the podcast up a little bit later on if you did miss it. Andy has a column up today at Nittany Sports Now talking about the disappointment of not getting to see Penn State wrestle Iowa. And this is really, really disappointing. I know it's been a tough go for the Nittany Lions with COVID pause and matches pushed back, but just how frustrating is it to not get to see Penn State versus Iowa this week?
Yeah, for me, this one's the most disappointing. You know, they had three postponements, I believe, before this fourth one. I mean, this one's the most disappointing for me just because, you know, I don't think Penn State was going to win the match. But, you know, for once, we're talking about Penn State for this being a measuring stick kind of match. And usually it's the other way around for Penn State. So there was going to be definitely a few very good matches, I believe. It's just a shame. And right now there's only 3 weeks left until Big Ten tournament. So, I mean, whether they get this match in, it's hard to say. But, you know, this one's disappointing.
Well, Penn State, obviously with 8 national titles, I think they're ranked 3rd in both in all the polls. They might be 2nd in one, but Iowa's number 1. Was Penn State going to lose to Iowa, Andy?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Iowa did have a couple starters out this past Sunday. I know Caleb Young from Punxsutawney, he was their starting 157-pounder. He's actually married to Tom Brands' daughter. And we talked just last week about how Tom Brands tested positive for COVID-19. So, you know, you don't know for sure where Caleb Young was at last weekend, but I think it's safe to assume that since he didn't wrestle in a tri meet that he wasn't available. Also, Alex Marinelli, a 165-pounder, hasn't been available lately. So, you know, I think it would have been closer than most people think had they wrestled. But do I think they would have won? It's still hard for me to see that.
Andy Stein covers Penn State wrestling for Nittany Sports Now. All right, so let's take a look at Penn State right now. They've wrestled 3 matches. They won all 3. They've had all this stop and start. Will they get to wrestle this weekend? What is your expectation? Are we hoping to hear something that they can slide somebody else into the schedule this weekend?
Yeah, Kale talked about in our Zoom meeting just yesterday that they're talking about wrestling Michigan and Michigan State in a tri-meet this weekend. When and where, it's hard to say. My guess is I know Michigan and Michigan State both wrestle a dual meet tomorrow night. So my guess is if they do wrestle, when it would be on Sunday, my guess, where very well could be any of the 3 locations. So it's hard to say. But, you know, if they do wrestle this tri-meet, obviously it's not the Iowa dual meet. It's not the one that fans want to see, but I would say a dual meet with Michigan would be the next best thing, obviously.
And why is that? Because look, we got to stress this here. Big Tens are not too far away. Postseason not far away. Penn State's not wrestling tremendous competition so far, Andy. How are these guys going to be prepared if we do get to nationals? How are they going to be prepared for that kind of competition?
Yeah, Michigan's ranked number 2, so I mean.
Yeah, right. Outside, I'm talking about except for Michigan. If they can pull off Michigan, that's great. I'm just saying, so far they haven't wrestled the level of competition that you would think would prepare them.
Right. They've wrestled. Who have they wrestled? Indiana, Northwestern, and Wisconsin so far. That's definitely not the blue bloods of the Big Ten, but the second half of the schedule did feature some of those blue bloods. Obviously, they're going to be missing one right now against Iowa. Hopefully that can be made up. It's hard to say. But Ohio State comes up next Friday, I believe. And then Maryland, and again, not something that you consider a blue blood. That's next Sunday, I believe. So, yeah, hopefully you can get at least a couple of these matches in. Yeah, I know you need four matches to qualify for the postseason. And most of the starters right now only have 3 matches. I think one starter, Carter Storace, has 4 right now, so he's already qualified. But you know, they could certainly use the competition. And I know for certain you don't want 2.5 weeks off in between dual meets.
All right. So I want to make a little bit of a basketball comparison here. In basketball, they're going to go for the NCAA tournament to one region all at in the Indianapolis area, and they're going to keep everybody. It's not a singular bubble, but they have to have the NCAA basketball tournament. The NCAA basketball tournament represents about 60 to 70% of the money that the NCAA brings in for the entire year. They have to have it. My guess is they don't necessarily have to have the NCAA national wrestling tournament. How confident are we that there will be a national tournament in wrestling?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head there with the the basketball tournament. I just read an article maybe a week or two ago about Ohio State head coach Tim Ryan said, you know, they believe that the wrestling tournament won't be canceled exactly because of basketball. You know, and it's all about revenue, obviously. As you said, 60 to 70% of the revenue that the NCAA makes comes from basketball. Now, obviously, wrestling doesn't bring in that much money, obviously, but how are you going to tell kids that they can play basketball because of the money, but they can't wrestle? I mean, it's very touchy, but I mean, if you're going to have one, you got to have the other, in my opinion.
That's interesting, because I don't think that's right. I think that the NCAA will say F you to everybody else if you're not making them money. I honestly do. I don't think the NCAA gives a damn about anybody's personal feelings in any way. They have to have basketball because of money, and I respect you for saying that. I'm glad that we can disagree on that, but I think the NCAA will look at wrestlers or volleyball players or anybody else and say, tough break, kid.
It's all about the money with the NCAA. You're right about that. And we are talking about the NCAA. They're not always going to do the right thing.
Does the wrestling tournament, and I don't know this, I hope you do, does it make some money? I mean, is it profitable for the NCAA? Is it enough revenue to force the NCAA's hand and say, hey, let's go ahead and have it from TV and everything? Or is it more of a break even or lose money kind of venture?
I can't imagine it would make – it's hard to say about this season with no fans in the stands. I'm guessing there won't be any fans in St. Louis. It's hard to say. I'm not sure what their rules and everything are. But you would think just from having a TV deal on ESPN,
yeah.
I believe the opening rounds are on ESPNU and the championships are on ESPN. You would think just having that TV deal over 3 days, basically wrestling programming is on ESPN for 3 days. I mean, you would think that's worth having just right there.
Yeah, no question. All right, last thing for you, Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now. What do we fully know about the Penn State wrestling team right now? And some of the, I mean, how, it's one thing to be ranked number three, but if you haven't faced the competition, what do we know about how good or how realistic a run at a national championship is at this point?
Well, you know, I was watching Iowa just on Sunday. And when they have their whole starting lineup there available, it's hard to see anyone beating them. And of course, we don't exactly know where we stand right now with Penn State. You know, they haven't exactly wrestled the best competition yet. And we were hoping to find something out at least tomorrow night, but you know, obviously right now that's not going to happen. But, you know, I would think that they're going to have at least a few All-Americans, maybe even a champion somewhere through the lineup. It's hard to say. But as for winning an actual title, a team championship this year, I mean, I was been so overwhelming. It's very hard to see that when I believe their whole lineup is ranked somewhere 1 through 10.
Good stuff. Andy, appreciate the time, buddy, as always. Enjoy the rest of your week, man.
Thanks, Corey.
All right.